Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. When I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Professional Roundtable here at Empire Radio. I'm your host, Crystal McCoy, and right now we have the pleasure of speaking with one of our most wonderful returning guests. She's the aromatherapy consultant and also the owner of Aroma Sense Natural Products located in London, Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to the lovely Cheryl Strickland. Always a pleasure having you here at the roundtable, Cheryl. How are you feeling today?
I'm great, and how are you?
I'm doing lovely. Thanks so much for asking.
Great.
Of course, you guys have some perfect weather, as always, over there in Canada. How's everything been going this week?
Fine. It's been nice and warm, but not too bad. We've had a little bit of rain, but not much. I'd like to say perfect summer weather.
Perfect. Love to hear it. And so for those that may not have listened in the few times before to hear you, I would love for them to know a little bit more about you, Cheryl, and some backstory on exactly what it is that you do.
Okay, well, I'm a certified aromatherapist, and I bill myself as an aromatherapy consultant, how you can use aromatherapy and essential oils in your life. And my main passion is to bring it to the mainstream where people can use it in their everyday life. So I have my own online web store where I sell soap. I make them myself, all natural, organic soaps, lotions, and spa bath products. And I also have a physical storefront once a week in a local farmer's market here in our city. It's called the Western Fair Farmers and Artisans Market, and where I sell all my products. And I have the pleasure of being able to dialogue directly with people on the benefits of my products. I can guide them as to what might help them. And I just have a thoroughly wonderful time doing what I love, and I'm able to make a career out of it.
Absolutely wonderful. And then I know, Cheryl, this is something that you've always been extremely passionate about, with being able to help others using these organic products. Can you tell us a little bit more about your original inspiration that led you towards this career path?
Well, I worked in a totally different field for many, many years for one of our big telecommunication companies here in Canada. But my natural interests were totally different. I've always been interested in natural healing, herbs and aromatherapy, essential oils, and I studied on my own for years, you know, through books. I've taken some courses to get qualified in that. And then back in 2005, I was very lucky, and I had a chance to retire early from this big company. And so I did, and I started off on my second career, which is in natural healing now. So what I did, I found and I took a course for a year to become a certified aromatherapist. Then that taught me how to use essential oils safely, and what I can do with them. And I also had several herbal courses behind me, so I combined that. And then what really got me started was I happened to just by chance take a course on natural soap making. Well, I was hooked. I took that for a couple of days with a wonderful lady who was my mentor, and I started making these natural soaps. One thing that got me started was my mother was very, very sensitive to the chemicals or something in, you know, the big name products. In fact, there was one where she used it, and she it was perfumed. She got hives all over her body one year.
Oh, gosh, I thought, no.
I'm going to try and make something that's going to help her. So, I started out with things that were not scented, and it did. It helped. And they're very moisturizing. And my family and friends tried my products; they liked them, and then they encouraged me to start selling. So I started going to trade shows, local craft fairs. Church bazaars were a big one. I had a lot of people like things there. And then I started an online store, and I've just gone from there. But I'm just so interested in doing this, and I like helping people, and I want people to be able to help themselves. So that's why I do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know this is something that even your own family uses. They use the products so that, you know, not only that you use them, you want them to be great not only, you know, for the people that you help, but for the people that actually need it, you know. And some people are not even aware of some of the amazing benefits of using these natural, organic beauty products. Can you tell them a little bit of the importance of that and why it's so much better to switch over to using the organic products that you have?
Well, the thing is, many of the big name beauty products are just full of chemicals. They're called petrochemicals, parabens, and some of them are just not that. Especially the petrochemicals are not good. They get into your body, and they go. They are stored in your major organs, such as your liver and kidneys, and they're not the word is excreted. So they're always there. So if you get this toxic buildup year after year, it's not good. So what I try to do is I've simplified what I use. I just use, say with my soaps, my base ingredient is high-quality organic olive oil, and I mix this with other vegetable oils and aromatic essential oils and natural additives, and that makes up my soap. And to make your own lotions is so, so simple. It's just a combination of one or two simple vegetable oils, you do some other things, and you can get your own very effective lotion that's moisturizing, or you can put different things in there to give it qualities that you want, and it's affordable, and like I say, it's very, very simple, so you're not overloading your body with all the toxins, if that helps a bit.
No, most definitely, because people, they're not familiar with, even with, you know, some of the biggest companies like Dove and things of that nature. It leaves a residue without you being able to see it versus the organic beauty products that are all natural, that don't have any of these chemicals or anything of the sort in them. So I definitely want to make sure our listeners are fully aware of that. And then, of course, the importance of using aromatherapy and essential oils in our daily lives. Can you tell us a little bit about the oils and how they can also benefit our skin and different ways we use them throughout the day?
Oh, yeah. They're very, very good for you. I use, I have a basics of maybe 10 different essential oils that I use, but my favorites are lavender, I like rose. There's geranium, and there's citrus oils. There's your orange oil, lemon oil, grapefruit, lime. Those are really wonderful in the citrus oils. That I like them in my soaps and my spa bath products, especially for showers and baths, because they're invigorating oils and they help wake you up. They're especially good. If, say, you have a tendency towards depression, they're bright-smelling oils, and they can raise your mood very, very quickly. Lavender, now, it's very good. You can use it topically on your body, which, you know, on your skin. You can inhale it. It's a soothing, relaxing oil. And when you use something topically, it's good for things when you maybe have a rash or even a burn, because it helps calm down inflammation. Other oils are, and eucalyptus is another bright oil, and it's used a lot in commercial products, but it's very, very good for when you've got cold, congestion. The smell of eucalyptus is very, very good for you.
Most definitely, and I know how much you're infatuated with the lavender, because I know that's one of the most popular scents of just calming and relief and just
kind of
bringing your own sense of serenity.
Right.
Most definitely. And then I would love for our listeners, of course, to learn a little bit more just about some of the daily practical uses of essential oils. I know we're going to be getting into that heavily after the commercial break coming up. But I would love for them to hear about the different varieties that you carry. And then for those that are listening in, make sure you do go onto the website. That way you can view all of these amazing products. Go to aromascents.ca. That way you can take a look at everything that Cheryl has to offer, some amazing products, soaps, and then I know you are actually going to be getting into a new line and adding a new line as of recent. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I am. I'm going to offer some soaps, incense, perhaps some candles, and essential oils to do with the chakras. Now, this some people might think this is a bit esoteric, and you know the word is woo-woo, but I'm very much doing a lot of study on that, and essential oils are very, very, they're the basis of chakras, because they affect, different essential oils can affect different chakras and help, you know, open your body up, or they help in meditation, and this is something I'm going to be introducing in the next few weeks.
Very nice, very nice. And then, of course, I know that you have some of the best-selling soaps and then oils. Can you tell us some of the most, you know, the top-selling ones for those that are, you know, just brand new to this and, you know, are not sure which ones they should go towards?
I've got a lot of interesting ones, but the top-selling, I would say, essential oil ones are ones that have the lavender, tea tree, lemongrass, and my citrus oils, lemon, lime, and orange, and I also have a lot of ones with frankincense and of some with myrrh. Those are very, very good for the skin, and especially mature skin, to help bring back elasticity and things like that. And all of my soaps are very moisturizing. I've had many clients say that when they use it, their skin feels very soft after, and there's no dryness like you'll sometimes get with some soaps. I remember, I shouldn't maybe say this, but when I was a child, my mom would buy the Zest. And, boy, when you got out of the shower, your skin was so squeaky clean, like it just was dried right out.
Right.
I tried to get
exactly
it away from that. But I do remember, like, they're very effective.
No, I know exactly what you mean by that. So I'm sure, like, what's the, like, after using the finishing product from your soap, what's the feel like? Is there any oils inside of the soap that give it moisturizing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've got, like, my essential oils, and then I have very moisturizing oils, maybe three or four basic ones. My olive oil, there's coconut oil, shea butter, and another one I like to use a lot of is hemp oil. They're very, very moisturizing.
Lovely, lovely. So I want to go into more about the essential oils, the daily use of them, and how you can actually use them for cleaning around your house right when we come back from the commercial break, if that's all right with you, Cheryl.
Sure.
All right, so we'll be back shortly right after these messages.
Well, Carol Davies here. Sometimes we can feel stuck and we aren't sure who to talk to. Who can we talk to that wouldn't judge? A success strategist coach, that's who. Reach out to me through my website, thepassionmotivator.com. That is thepassionmotivator.com. And together we will renew the passion in your business, relationships, and outlook on life. I'm Carol Davies, your success strategist coach.
Are you looking for a career change? Do you need help creating that new resume? Not sure what to put in your LinkedIn profile? The Resume Girl, Julianne Katz, is here to help. Resume Girl prides itself with being relationship focused and a one-stop shop for career development, offering a wide array of services, including resume writing, executive bios, cover letters, and LinkedIn profiles. To see all of our services, check out our website at resumegirl.net. That's www.resumegirl.net. Send us an email to resumegirltx@gmail.com or call us at 866-724-6014. Resume Girl, the career development experts.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
And welcome back to the Professional Roundtable here at Empire Radio. I'm your host, Crystal McCoy, and right now we are midway through with one of our most lovely returning guests. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the aromatherapy consultant, of course, and the owner of AromaSense Natural Products. Give Cheryl Strickland a warm welcome back to the roundtable. Always a pleasure being enlightened by you, Cheryl. How are you feeling so far?
Great.
Wonderful, wonderful. So before we left the commercial break, we were, you know, speaking a little bit more about yourself, how you actually ended up getting into this business and owning your own, you know, with natural products and the benefits of them. But now I want us to get into more about how to use the essential oils around the house for practical use. So can you tell us a little bit more about this, Cheryl, and how we can actually use them as like fresheners around the house, like air fresheners, like how we don't have to use even some of these, you know, some of these products that are infused with chemicals and people aren't aware of it, but you're able to provide.
That's one reason I got the idea to start using them around the house, like the air freshener.
Right.
You've got some of these ones that won't mention any brand name, but they plug in,
right,
and you're getting this release all the time of a smell. But, I mean, that's all chemicals that you're breathing in. And then
right,
you've got some of them that they say, tell you spray your sheets, your furniture, and get rid of a doggy smell. Well, your poor pet's going to be breathing that in later, and so are you. And, you know, this stuff is just being sprayed on time after time. Well, that can't be good for you. So, well, what you can do is you can diffuse oils that make the air smell good. You know, to do that, you'll buy a commercial thing to diffuse things. And what you do is you'll have a bit of water. I like the ones that are electric. You just put a few little drops of your favorite essential oil, like lavender is lovely to have a relaxing smell. Or if you want some bright ones, use your citrus oils or peppermint. That really perks things up. Or some people like, what you can do is just put a pot of simmering water on your stove, just on low, and have some water and put in things like cinnamon, cloves, and just to get that really nice, like you're back in your grandma's kitchen and she's cooking things. That's lovely to smell in the winter just for a relaxing smell. And then the citrus oils are particularly good to give a bright feeling. And they're good both to diffuse, to smell, or when you're cleaning, because they're so handy and practical. They're antimicrobial and antibacterial. So they're excellent for cleaning. So you're getting the benefit of cleaning with them, and you've got a bright smell left over that really you really enjoy inhaling.
Very nice. And I'm seeing here a visual of like the citrus oil. What type of oil is that comes close to a citrus smell?
Oh, well, there you're. The number one would be lemon. Then you've got lime and orange. You'll find the lemon and the orange are smells that are used in the commercial cleaners quite a bit. And I've always liked those smells because they make things smell bright and clean as well as having those properties.
Very
but
nice.
I think the basic one that gives you, most people would use the most, is the
right,
lemon oil. You can use that
okay,
in laundry. It's a natural disinfectant. You can do a face wash with it. You can make wood and silver polish, and you can improve your mood. I mean, I can tell you, different things you can do in particular if you want.
Absolutely. And that's what I think people aren't, you know, familiar with and aren't aware of versus any other products that you have that are always obviously going to be specifically for that task. If you get a cleaning substance or product, it's going to be just for cleaning. If you get
lemon oil is a grease cutter, so that's
right,
excellent. And a few drops added into your load of laundry is wonderful. And or even add lavender. That's really nice. If you put that on maybe a couple of cotton balls and throw that in your dryer, you don't have to put those commercial dryer sheets in. You get a lovely, lovely smell from that. Like I would recommend citrus or especially lavender. That's what I use.
Absolutely. And I just want people to understand how versatile these products are.
Well, they are.
They can be used in so many different ways and so many different, ways around the house. You know, this is kind of something that we're touching on today, the practical use of the essential oils. Of course, how they can be used as we mentioned before, a natural air freshener. You can use to kind of deodorize different smells with your pets.
Now, for the natural air deodorizer, what you can do is take maybe a 4-ounce bottle and put in distilled water is best. You can get it out of the tap, but distilled is best. And just put about maybe 10 drops of an essential oil in until you get a smell that's strong enough for you. And then to make it, just shake it and then you can just spritz it around a room, and you're going to get a lovely air freshener without all the chemicals in it. Now, again, the citrus ones are nice, lavender. Some people like the eucalyptus. That's really nice. I love rose, so I will take just a few drops. It's a very precious one because it's fairly expensive, but I'll put that sometimes if I want a nice smell. And that's just wonderful.
Absolutely. And then I would love for them to hear just a little bit more about the varieties of ways they can use it. You can actually use it to freshen your matches. Can you tell us about how you can go about doing that, using the drops of lavender oil to do that?
Yeah, what you can do, take about 12 drops of lavender essential oil and mix it into half a cup of baking soda and mix it around. And then what you'll do is you're going to have your bare mattress. Sprinkle the mixture on the mattress and let it sit for about an hour or more. Then vacuum up the powder. Now, you could use any other essential oil that you like, but lavender's nice, or maybe the citrus ones. But what it does, they'll be relaxing, but it's also, because I said they're antimicrobial, antibacterial, they're going to kill things like those dust mites that which cause a lot of allergies in children. But that's a wonderful way to clean
your
mattress.
Very true.
And another thing you can do to get a bit of smell into the house is if you take a cold light bulb, put a couple of drops of your favorite essential oil on it, turn the lamp on, and the heat of that is going to diffuse the smell of the essential oil in your room for a little while. And that's a lovely way to get a relaxing smell into your home.
And then I want care for them to just kind of figure out a way for them to use it in different ways. Like, I don't even think they're familiar with the fact that during flu season, you know, when the flu's going around, you can actually add some drops of a special oil that you have as a diffuser. Can you tell them a little bit about that, Cheryl, and how they can use that?
Well, the one that you're going to use in your diffuser, or you could simmer it in a pot, is one I mentioned earlier, is eucalyptus.
Yes.
Because it's just very... It'll kill viruses, bacteria, and it's a smell that it will help open up the smell of it will help open up your sinuses if you're, you know, affected that way. So what you can do is keep a bottle of eucalyptus with this distilled water.
Okay.
And you can just keep the bottle with the, and just add about 5 drops into the toilet water, and that will instantly freshen and disinfect the toilet. So, of course, then when you flush the toilet, all that's going to go around and disinfect the bowl. It's a fabulous way to freshen up your bathroom during the day and especially before your company's going to arrive. Now, another thing to do is in your shower drains, your sink drains, and garbage disposal, sometimes you'll get a smell. Just put a few drops in there and the odor is going to of this eucalyptus oil, and the odor immediately dissipates, just goes away. And it's also very effective in the garbage can. Just add, maybe you want to, sometimes they get a little smelly, so just get some hot soapy water and put maybe 5 or 6 drops of eucalyptus, or again, I would say the citrus oils, scrub it out, and you're going to be left with a very clean, refreshed garbage can that you won't be ashamed to, you know, I hate the garbage can. I really, really do.
Most definitely. I do want them to know that they do have to dilute these oils, folks. It's a very potent oil.
Oh, yeah.
As Cheryl has discussed with us before, so make sure you are diluting it if you haven't already. And then, of course, I want to make sure you all have the website so that you can look at all of these amazing products. It's at aromasense.ca. And then, of course, if you do have any inquiries you want to send Cheryl directly so that way she can answer those questions for you, be sure to send those at aromasense@live.com. And again, we're here with the lovely Cheryl Strickland. She's the aromatherapy consultant and the owner, of course, of the AromaSense Natural Products. Now, Cheryl, before we close out, I want to discuss a little bit about the lemon essential oil in particular, because I know how powerful it is and how it's so amazing being able that it's able to invoke the thoughts of freshness, cleansiness, sunshine, and of course, freshly squeezed lemonade. I mean, it's a very, very amazing product that could be used as a disinfectant, deodorizer, and antibacterial cleaner. Can you give us a little bit of insight on how we can use this within variations as well?
Well, definitely, yeah. You can use it in your laundry. You can put a few drops into the into your wash water, and again, like as a disinfectant. And it's also a good way to, as I said, it's and it's a good deodorizer, and it's very antibacterial. Now, you can also put 6 to 12 drops of lemon oil in a spray bottle with distilled water and use it, as again, as your air freshener. Or, if you like the lemon thing, if you don't want to do that, you can put your diffuser in there and put a few drops of lemon oil. And
perfect.
It's also, you can use 1 or 2 drops directly, and it removes gum, oil, grease spots, or crayon. Like, you can rub it on, it's amazing, but on the, say sometimes children on the wall, just take that and rub on it, and it will help take those crayon marks right out. I've tried it.
Perfect.
And you can also take a, again, with the water, the, my distilled water, and that you can spray it on your countertops as a natural, you know, disinfectant. And that is so important with the children these days and anybody, and with the flu season coming up, I use it all the time. I'm always scrubbing my surfaces down.
Most definitely. Now, for those that, again, are tuning in for the first time, or if you're a returning guest, make sure you are going to the website and you can see all of the variations of oils, bath soaps, and all the products that Cheryl has to offer. And then, of course, keep in contact with her because she is going to be putting out a brand new line that, of course, is at aromascents.ca. Make sure you go to that website. And right now we're closing with the amazing aromatherapy consultant herself and owner of Aromascents Natural Products, Cheryl Strickland. It's always an esteemed pleasure having you on the show with us. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you.
Absolutely, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we will be right back shortly after these messages.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
It's Thursday night and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
608 to 90104.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.